What's up? What's up? What's up? I am your identity coach, Athena Stewart. I coach leaders through overcoming rejection by identifying and developing their talented strengths with a faith-based approach to walk out behavioral excellence. Listen, I'm excited to be joining you tonight to really dive into what you guys have been seeing me kind of allude to over the last few days, talking about your talented strengths. As you saw with the introduction, if you're on YouTube or any of my private communities, your talented strengths, your billion-dollar potential. How do we tap into your talented strengths that can potentially be and is your billion-dollar potential? And so I wanted to touch five areas tonight on part one, finding your talented strengths introduction. This is not going to be something long and drawn out. I really just wanted to introduce to you a phenomenal find of information that has allowed me to come into alignment with God's will for my life in the area of identity and in the area of practically walking out behavioral excellence in my everyday. Part one to finding your talented strengths really comes from Clifton Strengths. This is a scientific study that I found that really helps you align with what you are gifted, you are talented, you have inherited by God to do in the earth that you can apply to your day to day. And so I want to look at five areas of your talented strengths and just walk through that with you. Five areas. And so when we look at your talented strengths, we look at finding your talented strengths, your theme. And so your themes, so what they have done that has been phenomenal in this particular study is they have broken down the ideal talents that we inherently or naturally possess into 34 themes. And these 34 themes really allow you to gauge where you are as far as giving language to what you're good at. You know how they say, especially in the world of entrepreneur, you know, that you want to create something from where you're good at. And so it's always hard to find the language and identify what I'm good at in language. How do I communicate that? And so I wanted to read this when it talks about your themes of talent. Clifton Strengths said, you cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. And what I've learned in this journey of identity as a leader and as an individual and as a medical professional, as an entrepreneur, is that too many times we walk trying to fit in an idea or an ideology of what society deems us as good at. And we try to really become good at things or areas that we just don't fit. A lot of times it's trying to fit that triangle through a round hole. And so I love how he says, you cannot be anything you want to be. Society and culture would like to put it as you can be anything that you want to be if you just try again. But the reality is you can be a lot more of who you already are. And I love that quote that he gives because you truly can be who you've been called to be. You can definitely be who you've been called to be. And so I love the way that he kind of puts that down for us to just pick up. And so when we're looking at our talented themes, there are 34 themes that represent our best attempt, right? There's 34 themes that we have been able, through the Clifton Strengths study, to create a common language or classification for talents. You guys know that I have been really led by the Holy Spirit out of Matthew's 25:14 through 29 and Luke chapter 19 in the parable of the talents. And we know that God talks about giving or the servant, the master gives the servants certain levels of talents, whether that's finances, whether that's abilities. And I have taken that to heart that God, you have given me talents by which I am to cultivate, I'm to nourish, and I am to utilize to create a harvest, to create a positive outcome, to create influence for the kingdom. But that has also transitioned into creating favor and opportunity and abundance in my everyday life, whether that's on my job or whether that's in my community. And so I have learned by identifying my 34 talented strengths within this study and paralleling that with what God has called me to do, I have become accustomed to this language that classifies my talents. And this has allowed me to be more confident in who I am and to walk out the things that I'm called to walk out. Now, the assessment that I took to really gain the confidence and the understanding of this part of my identity isn't about knowledge. The questions that I went over didn't really matter about formal education, degrees, or our resume, nor did it ask about my skills. And this is important because so many times we are hidden behind our level of education or lack of, and we become more accustomed to hanging on to our limiting beliefs if we feel like we don't have the level or capacity of understanding to do X, Y, Z. And so I love the fact that to learn about your talents is not predicated on your level of education or your career or even the lack of. It's not about how you perform or fundamental steps of everyday life, right? It's not about operating in particular software because we are in a technology age or selling products. It's about knowing who you are. Now, while all of these things are important, education and having a positive day-to-day activities, what has been discovered through identifying your talents and your strengths is that knowledge and skills, along with regular practice of knowing your talented strengths, your priority talented strengths, and practicing developing and cultivating them in your everyday life are most helpful when they are served or as amplifiers to your natural talents. So what I've noticed with walking in my talented strengths and understanding them and having language for them has allowed me to show up in excellence on my job, has allowed me to show up in excellence in my life, in my integrity and in my character. And there's no words to describe how I feel about having that opportunity to show up in that way. I want to talk about the recipe for strength, because I love this recipe that Clifton uses, and how that goes with your talents, and how when you couple this formula, you really are able to thrive in everyday life. Although people certainly do change over time, we all evolve, hopefully, and some of us do change, hopefully, our personalities adapt. But it has been discovered that your core personality traits are relatively stable. So these talents that you identify as part of your identity, these components that make you you, these components of what you're already operating in, they don't change. They are relatively stable throughout adulthood. And so as our passions and interests may change and evolve, our talents remain consistent. And I love this because when I've learned about just my top five talents, when I learned about just my five top talents and strengths, I noticed that I walked in these and I utilized these throughout my whole life. I didn't have the language for it. I didn't have the full comprehension or understanding of it before I learned the language. But as I learned the language, I could identify how I was already using these aspects of myself. And that was a huge confident booster for me when it came to my interest and my passions. Now I had language and I had a level of understanding how to utilize the best parts of myself that are natural, come natural, they're inherently natural to me, to partner those with my passion and my interest. And as I've been moving in obedience with God in following and going after this concept and this new ideology or this new paradigm or mindset as it relates to my identity, as it relates to my faith walk, as it relates to my day-to-day life, I have noticed that my passions and my interests have amplified. And I have noticed that my skill sets have amplified and opportunity has pursued. Knowledge, skills, and practice are also important parts of strength equations. You need knowledge. The word of God says, out of all you're getting, get an understanding. One of the traits of Holy Spirit is knowledge. There's the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. And so knowledge is important. Skills are important. Practices to your strengths. They're an important equation, but you can't have strengths if you don't fully understand and fortify your talent. You don't fully understand and walk out your talent. And so without basic facts in your mind and skills at your disposal, talent can go untapped. Talent can go untapped. If I'm not cultivating certain aspects of who I am in my identity, and I'm chasing after purpose, or I'm chasing after an assignment, or I'm trying to roll out a new business, or I'm trying to be super effective in a new career, again, without having the tools, the proper tools for yourself, you necessarily can't fully develop or step up to the level that is that may be required of you. Fortunately, it's also easier to add knowledge and skills to your repertoire. And this is what I love about knowing your talents, is that your talents really do amplify the level of skill that you may need or that is required for your job, the level of skill that is required for your everyday life in your family. You can always take a course on understanding basic finances, right? You can always take a course on understanding software. We can always immerse ourselves in things to learn and to elevate our abilities, right? In a sense of things that we can do with our hands and with our minds. Building our talents into real strengths will also require practice and hard work, much like it does for physical strengths, right? And so when you think about talents and you think about strengths and you put them in a category outside of your skill sets, or you put them in a category outside of your education, or a category even outside of your levels of employment or levels things that you're doing as far as maybe entrepreneurial wise, your talents really are a component that need to be cultivated. So I want to read this recipe or this formula because I think this is so phenomenal. Talent, which is a natural way of thinking, feeling, and behaving. Talents are something natural and inherent. They come naturally, right? Talent, a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving, times investment, which is time spent practicing, developing your skills, and building your knowledge base, equals strengths. And this is the differentiation formula between talents and strengths. You don't have strengths without nurturing and cultivating your talents, identifying your talents, cultivating your talents. Strength comes as a result of understanding, learning, walking through and walking out your talents, and investing time in developing and cultivating and nurturing and utilizing those talents. And when you begin to do those two steps, you add those two ingredients to the formula, you increase in strength. You increase in ability to consistently provide near perfect performance. And this is not about perfectionism. This is not about getting everything right. This is not about being flawless by culture standards, but we need strength. We need the ability to be consistent and to consistently provide a near perfect performance, because it is reaching those standards or going after a standard or having perfecting a core value by which we show up in the world that will give us access to opportunity. Even though we recognize that everyone is different Everyone's different. No one person is the same. All too often, we give only surface attention to the crucial to this crucial insight of strengths or skill sets or degrees or levels of education, right? Those are usually the main focus. I gotta finish high school, go into college, start my career, and we never really develop ourselves as an individual, or even have the tools or the language or the paradigm to be able to develop ourselves fully. And so while we do recognize that we're all different, and we do recognize that we put a lot of attention and insight on our levels of education or our careers, it's relatively easy to describe our acquired expertise, right? We've gotten really good with saying, oh, I'm a nurse, or oh, I'm a salesperson, or oh, I'm an entrepreneur. But are you really able to describe who you are within that category or within that discipline? Many times, that's a no. And this is where I've found with a lot of people that I've mentored and that I've coached or who I've interacted with, they really don't have a full grasp on purpose or assignment. Even myself, purpose and assignment. This level of education in my talented strengths and really building this out for myself in the day-to-day has really allowed me to fully understand my assignment and my purpose and come into alignment. Most of us struggle when asked to describe our natural talents, right? This is something that is a everyday exercise or an everyday go-to. I don't care what program you sign up to. I don't care how much money you spend or don't spend. The question always is, especially with entrepreneurs, the main question is, what are you good at? What are you good at? You know, if you can identify that one thing that you're good at, then you can use that to build a product or a service. The problem is I don't have the language sometimes to facilitate or say what I'm good at, to conceptualize through language, right, what I'm good at. And we know that language is hugely tied into the spiritual realm. We know that language is hugely important in bringing things to fruition or manifestation. And so most individuals struggle with describing their natural talents. We just don't know. We just don't have language. And that was me when God began to show me Matthew 25, 14 through 29 and Luke 19, I was so confused. Like, God, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? I get that you keep drawing me to this text, but to what degree? And it was with me leaning and pressing further in that he led me to be able to gain a language for my talents and how to enhance and increase and fortify my strengths. If you find it difficult to name all of your talents, take a step back and you'll see that talents often have something in common with a theme that connects them. And this is what I love about this technology that is used in identifying this aspect of your identity is that they've broken them down into these themes. And the themes allow you to have a language, a common language to describe what you're good at, what parts of you you thrive in, and what parts of you you don't necessarily thrive in, but it's okay because that's not an aspect that I'm good at. When you think about entrepreneurship, one of the huge things about partnership with entrepreneurship or in business is that you partner with others who have a specialty or a skill set that complements yours. Why? Because one person can't do it all and be good at everything, right? You can do a million things, but not be good at one if you're not focused on what you offer and what you bring. And so I love the fact that talents are able to be depicted in theme sets that connect them together. So talents like natural tendencies, there's 34 natural tendencies that we've identified that you and I utilize at any given time are ways to share thoughts. A lot of times when I'm having conversations, I'll say, you know, one of my talents is strategy. I'm a strategic thinker. right? Or one of my talents is relator. I relate to people. I understand the heart of people. I can feel oftentimes the emotions of people. Or I'll say, you know, I am such a junkie for books that it's part of my input and my intellectual talent that gives me this desire to consume content and information that is necessary for where I'm headed or where I want to go. And so when you're able to describe those aspects of your identity, there's a level of confidence that you walk in that is very, very present in your presence when you show up. And I think that's so important in an age where people want to grow and people want to influence and people want to have opportunity, is the confidence that you need to exude in your identity, in who you are, and the language attached to that, that allows the doors of opportunity to open. And so when we look at talents and we look at strengths, and I want to go back and reread the formula. Talent, which is a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving, combined with investment, which is time spent practicing, developing your skills, and building your knowledge base, equals strength, the ability to consistently provide a near perfect performance. You can't be strong in these things that you are trying to carry out without knowing aspects of yourself, without knowing your inherited talents, your inherited ability. And you can't be progressive. You can't master. You can't have a core value of mastery. You're definitely not stewarding well if you're not investing in yourself. One of the things that has been huge for me in this season has been investing in myself financially by hiring coaching, but also in my time and in the content or the things that I introduced to myself in this season, really being observant over my time. And so, like natural tendencies to share thoughts, we use talents in themes. So I want to read this note that I wrote. That's what they have in common. This is what the themes for talents have in common, their theme. So to begin thinking and talking about them, we can call them communication talents, right? What I love about creating a framework for talents and strengths is that we give categories to certain levels of talents to help you kind of know how you operate on a day-to-day basis. And as you learn the categories that your talents fall in, you begin to learn where you're strong and where you're not. And you begin to learn where you're not strong isn't necessarily a bad thing. One of the things that I've noticed about talents, right, and strength base is that so many times I have found myself in jobs, or I found myself in opportunities trying to be good at something that I just wasn't good at, trying to show up, trying to reach the mark, trying to hit the goal. And it wasn't because I didn't have the level of education, or I didn't have the physical endurance, or I didn't even have the physical desire. It was that it wasn't in my wheelhouse. It wasn't one of my talents that could be developed into a utilized strength so that I could show up the way I was being asked or required to show up. And so in those experiences, I found myself walking away discouraged, disgruntled, upset, right? Rejected. I found myself self-isolating because it reflected on my poor ability to ... You fill in the blank. So what would it look like if you walked through a journey with a coach who taught you about your talents that you could invest your time in, that would turn into strengths, that would turn into consistency, that would turn into productivity? And if you watched the introduction to this live, you would have seen my commercial that said, talented strengths, your $1 billion potential. I'm on a mission to develop my strengths into fortified, my talents into fortified strengths, that's going to lead to opportunity, that's going to lead to abundance, because it's not only going to be in alignment with my purpose that God has put me here for, but it's also in alignment with who I am. It's also in alignment with me understanding here and hear who I am. This is going to take me out of the box of comparison. This is going to take me out of the risk of being hurt by rejection, because I'm going to have a focus. I have an understanding. I have a knowledge. I'm a subject matter expert of me. I'm a subject matter expert of what makes me me. I'm a subject matter expert of what makes me good. I hope this makes sense to you. I hope this makes sense and that this helps. When we're looking at talents, such as communication, dependability, or a sense of commitment, or a way of avoiding excuses or having responsibility, we find that there's a talent for that. Right? If we're struggling in an area, because we learn the language of talents, we can understand why we struggle and give it a name, give it a understanding. Again, I use that scripture out of the Bible: out of all you're getting, get an understanding. So many times we go through seasons in life where we don't have the understanding, therefore we don't have the language. And so we can't overcome because we don't have the language. Language is strategy. Language is strategy. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. If I don't have power in my words because I lack the language, I lack the understanding, I lack the knowledge, then the strategy isn't there. I can't speak that into my situation, my circumstance, or I can't apply what I understand about the language of who I am through the area of talent, my inherited abilities, and therefore I can't move in strength. So I become feeble. I become weak. I hope this is making sense. So when we're talking about talented strengths or the formula of talented strengths, it's learning the language, which gives all of us a starting place for discovering our talents and learning even more about our potential for strength. Talented Strengths is my campaign of coaching. Again, I am an identity coach and I am showing up on the scene because I have found learning about your identity and fortifying your identity and fortifying your understanding of your identity is imperative to you growing in yourself, your life as an individual, as a family member, as a business person. You have to grow and you have to continuously put in time and effort to knowing who you are in every aspect of who you are to show up effortlessly. And what I like to say, walk out behavioral excellence. Learning the language of your talents is the starting place for discovering and learning even more about your potential for strength. And I'm going to say it again so that you get it. Strength is the ability to consistently provide near perfect performance. It is not about being perfect. It is not about getting everything right. And this is why I love how it says near perfect performance, because you have to push yourself to show up in excellence. When I go to work every day, I start my day with asking excellence, the spirit of excellence, to come forth so that I can walk in excellence in how I act, how I think, how I speak, definitely how I show up. That's my physical appearance and how I present myself to those that I'm serving or those that I'm working alongside. That is working towards near perfect performance, right? Where you are intentionally applying the ability to know your talents so that your talents fuel and grow and fortify your ability to be strengthful in an area of your life. Now, I want to keep going because I said we're going to get through these five and I'm done. I want to look at the next one, which is managing your weaknesses. Managing your weaknesses. So many times in society, we are more focused on looking at our weaknesses. I think so many times we get stuck at looking at what we don't do good and what doesn't make us good and what doesn't make us rise to the occasion, that we never really look at what we're actually good at. And sometimes when we know what we're good at, and we're moving maybe with, even without the language and what we're good at, we're just figuring it out. Oh, I don't have a language for it, but I'm able to create a product or a service, or I don't have a language for it, but I got education. So I was able to get a job that pays me good enough. Even if I don't have language for who I am and how I move and how I do what I do, I'm still able to meet a certain status in society and in my life. And so that's good enough for me. Sometimes if we come from that perspective, we don't manage our weaknesses. We don't look at it. So in any occupation or role, it's helpful to know your areas of lesser talent. And so we're talking about talented strengths. We're talking about knowing your talents. And in this study, there has been developed 34 things by which your talents reside. When I took my first assessment, I learned about my five core talents. Was mind-blowing for me. It was mind-blowing for me to have language about an aspect of myself, and then not only to have language, but to have a way to develop and cultivate and fortify even just those five talents. And then I invested more and I learned about my 10 and my 34. I learned about, on the scale of 1 to 34 base themes of talents, where my strengths were, where my mid-level strengths were, where my bottom strengths were, and then where I wasn't strong. And out of that, I have been able now to utilize that knowledge and understanding to manage what I'm not strong at. I'm no longer upset because I can't do this or I can't do that. I was on a coaching call with my coach and we were talking about marketing. I know that that's an area that I'm not talented in. I don't have a high talent in maybe the futuristic talent strengths that we have in the category of talented themes. And so now that I identify that I'm not strong in a certain area, I can then partner with someone who I know has the talent that I don't operate well in and partner with them to get what I need to get done versus the option of being unproductive, the option of being stagnant because I'm not good at it, so I'm just not going to get it done, or I'm not good at it and I can't afford it, so I'm just not going to do this or I'm not going to do that. And then nothing ever takes off, right? So I love the fact that because I know talents now and because I know the language for talents, that I can even identify that in others and I can partner with them, not because I think they're good at XYZ, but because I know an aspect of their identity that would be useful or would be utilized to benefit my overall purpose and goal in addition to partnering with them and furthering what they're good at and even introducing to them the language, right, of talents and strengths. And so managing your weakness, it's so important that you know your lesser talents. And I teach this in my coaching when we get into that part of talent-based strengths, is knowing your less than talents and managing them. That's especially true if the demand is your job, right? There's some jobs that we work at and there's a demand. There's a demand to do something. Now, if you give me a job and they want me to deal with numbers, we're going to have a problem because I don't have a talent that makes me equipped in the area of numbers. Now, as a nurse, I have to do calculations when I'm giving medication, right? The doctor may say, I need 30 milligrams of Toradol. Well, you know, 30 milligrams of Toradol in a syringe with a needle, the numbers don't match up. So I have to know that if he wants, you know, 30 milligrams of Toradol, that's going to be like two cc's, right, within the syringe. And so I have to build strategy, which means I create little cheat sheets to have my calculations. So when I'm giving a medication to a patient, I'm not giving the wrong amount of medication. But also when I go and document, so my strategic thinking or my strategy talent kicks in, right? And so you build ways to move through your day-to-day, to be productive, to be efficient, to be successful, because you use your talents. Even though for me, numbers are a weakness, I have a solution because I understand a different aspect or a different part of myself, a talent of myself that outweighs my lesser talent. I hope this is making sense. So as you study the descriptions of your talents, and this is going to be something in my coaching program, when it comes to your talented strengths, you will get a a description, something that I'm going to be doing for the month of June. I'm going to be showing up once a week. And it's going to be, I'm going to be going over all 34 talented themes. And I'm going to give a little tidbit of which each theme is. So if you follow me, you're going to get an opportunity to hear the language of these talents. And I promise you, as I go through them once a week, you're going to be like, oh, that sounds like me. I like to do that. And I feel like it's going to definitely, I know that it's going to resonate with those of you who are looking to grow in your life, with those of you who are tired of being stagnant, with those of you who have been stuck in not managing your weaknesses. You've been stuck in your weaknesses and not progressing. As we study these themes throughout this month, you're going to be able to identify areas which you are clearly lacking in, or where you're lacking potential to create strength. The goal of managing your weaknesses is not to feel down on yourself, but it's to be aware of them so that you can identify them and you can overcome by focusing on what is what you're good at versus what you're not good at. Okay. And so once you're able to acknowledge, for example, that you're not great at managing details, it opens up several doors for you to work around that lesser talent. But you have to identify it. Part of the hard part of some things is just identifying the weakness, identifying the lesser talent, and having an awareness of that and not walking around not understanding why you're feeling defeated is so important. The first question to ask yourself is whether it's necessary for you to operate in an area of lesser talent at all. We don't even ask ourselves that question. Man, I'm not good at this. They asked me to do this. I'm not good at this. Can I go back and ask them, is this something that is required of me to do? Maybe this is at your job. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're like, I'm not good in this area. Is this an area that's required of me, or do I need to find a workaround or a fix, right? If it's possible for you to simply avoid doing detailed oriented work, as an example, by all means, move away from that area. Of course, most of us don't have that luxury in our day-to-day life to simply stop doing necessary tasks as it relates to our jobs, but we now know that we can manage our lesser talents and keep things on track because we understand that it's a lesser talent and we're able to fortify it with some other identified talents. I hope this makes sense. If maintaining your daily schedule is a detail you dread, there are several options ranging from a daily planner to an electric calendar, right? Kind of my example of what I've done as a nurse, where I know I don't thrive in the area of numbers per se. There are strategies that I can use to assist me in managing my weakness, managing my lesser talents. Another strategy is to partner with someone who has more talent in an area in which you're lacking. And this is where partnership comes in. This is where you see the Bible has people partner. This is where you see the word collaboration come in, because you're collaborating with people in different areas, but you're also collaborating with people who have done the work, right, to be the subject matter experts in an area that complements where you show up, where you show up. Now, last thing we're going to look at, and we are out of here. Is blind spots. We all have them. Everybody has blind spots. It is also very essential to try to become more conscious of any blind spots that are caused by your talents. Now we're talking about, I know my talents, I'm using my talents, I'm thriving in using my talents, I'm building strength, I'm building stamina, I'm building momentum. I have to be aware that sometimes my talents can get in the way. For example, those of us who are strong in our command talent may not realize the damage left in our wake as we are pushing to get things done each day. Have you ever had a supervisor or a friend or a person on a project that you're working on who is like a bulldozer, who is like a freight train, and they just go, 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 go. And they're not taking in consideration where everyone else falls in the spectrum, right? And so this is an area where your talent can come in in a negative way if you're not managing the blind spots, if you're not focusing on the blind spots. And these are things that I'm going to teach you in my coaching program, is how to fortify all of these different aspects of your talented strengths, your billion-dollar potential. How to not damage, right? Or people with we notice with people who have like a dominant consistency talent, they might focus so much on keeping the steps uniform that they ignore the overall outcome of the goal, right? I'm a very structured person. And so one of my talents is consistency. It's at the lower spectrum of my priority talents, but it is in my number of one that I work on and focus on. But in that, I'm very structured. And so sometimes there can be things that can be done outside of the structure that I'm familiar with, right? Structure I'm familiar with. And it can throw me off. And so I have to remember that that's a blind spot for me. It doesn't mean because it's not within the structure that I'm used to, that it's not good. So while our talents primarily serve to keep us on track, they can at times derail our pursuits. And so while we're learning about them, it's also to learn to maintain our blind spots. And so as we are finishing and wrapping this conversation up, every human being has talents that are just waiting to be uncovered. Every human being has talents that are waiting to be uncovered. What I love about the parable in Matthew 25 and Luke 19 is that when the master gave the servants five, and when the master gave the servants two, and when the master gave the servants one, talents, capability, resource, territory, nowhere in that story did it talk about how the servants, the ones who were given the abilities, the resources, the territory, how they carried out what they did when the one who had five multiplied, when the one who had two multiplied. And the wise when the one who had one didn't multiply. And I believe that part of that metaphor for us is this is how you multiply. Being understanding your identity in these areas is how you're going to multiply. Listen, I'm Athena Stewart, your identity coach. I pray that this has helped you. I coach leaders through overcoming rejection by identifying and developing their talented strengths. Again, so that on a faith-based level, everything for me has a foundation of faith, so that you as a leader can walk through behavioral excellence in your everyday. Again, I'm Athena Stewart. I pray this has blessed you. And until the next session where we're going to be diving into talents individually, you be blessed. Take care. Bye now.